It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
It's time to order roses for spring delivery, and S&W Greenhouse has just what you need. From knockouts to hybrid teas, S&W has the best. From Weeks, Star Roses and Plants, and new this year, a beautiful collection of David Austin English roses that are sure to make your garden the envy of the neighborhood. Check them out online at sw-greenhouse.com. Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Well, hey, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. We're so glad you've joined us. Now, we're excited about tonight's guest. Jennifer Grove joins us from Repeat Roses. Last year, she launched an awesome sustainability project where they recycle wedding and corporate event flowers. They're taking this rather mundane task of disposing of this type of waste and turning it into what they term an emotionally engaging experience to benefit the social good. It's kind of like paying it forward with flowers.
What a concept. Yes, Jennifer is in the virtual studio, and having been a florist for many years, I can't tell you how excited I am to chat with her about what she's doing.
Hi, I'm Phil Paul with the American Rose Society. My family has been growing roses for some 50 years. My wife and I have grown roses across the United States for the last 25. There's nothing more breathtaking than a beautiful display of roses in full bloom.
No matter if you're an experienced rosarian or are just beginning your first rose garden, the American Rose Society is here to help. It's a tremendous resource for making your rose garden the envy of your neighborhood. There's even a rose photography contest for members to showcase the best of the best. Each member will be published in the American Rose Magazine.
We invite you to become a part of one of America's oldest horticultural societies and the home of our national floral emblem.
For more information on becoming a member of the American Rose Society and on the rose photography contest, visit ars.org.
You asked for it, you got it. Access the Rose Chat Podcast app from your iPhone or Android device. Find instructions at rosechatpodcast.com. Welcome back to Rose Chat Podcast, sponsored by Haven Brand Soil Conditioners and SW Greenhouse.
Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here tonight.
Well, we're so excited that you're here too. Jennifer, it used to break my heart to see all the beauty and all the hard work that the florist did to create these beautiful bouquets, and they got tossed so quickly. So I'm curious to what was your inspiration for Repeat Roses?
Well, it was that exact sentiment. After designing and planning and collaborating with florists to design wedding and charity event and corporate event and food and wine festival flowers, so hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of flowers, and see them disposed at the end of the night, it was heartbreaking. So I know how much work goes into coming up with that perfect design, and I know that the guests absolutely enjoy it for, you know, all 3 hours of the wedding. But then to see them tossed at the end of the night, that's when I reached a personal pain point, and I thought there's got to be a way to recapture this beauty and share the joy with others in the community. It's just, it's a shame to waste all the flowers. So I reached that point and decided to do something about it and launched a startup on a national scale that now addresses that issue. And so as Chris said in the intro, now we've got this really emotionally engaging experience that we've created, and we recycle flowers after events, and we share them with nursing homes, hospice care facilities, homeless shelters, and it's just, it's our pleasure to be able to share that joy with other people who really receive a nice emotional boost from a surprise gift, a small bouquet or a reception arrangement, just being able to have some of that beauty. It really, it's such a rewarding business to be in.
We talked about the beautiful bouquets that we created for these special events, but I can tell you, going to your website or going to your Facebook page, there is nothing more beautiful to me than to see those little jars in people's hands of the roses. I mean, truly, I can hardly look at them without crying. I take flowers from my garden to a local nursing home, and you never leave there with a problem. You leave there with a song in your heart. When you hand someone something that they just makes their day, you know, it changes you. And I can't even imagine what is going on, but kind of explain to us what are you seeing happening in communities as this is being shared?
It's so incredibly touching to know that you can take one reception arrangement and break it down into 12 smaller arrangements. And those tiny, we call them mini arrangements, they'll sit in somebody's room, or we'll sometimes use the whole reception arrangement and decorate a community room, just to know that it was shared with multiple people in the community who maybe they haven't had a visitor in months. Maybe they don't have a family network. Maybe they're in just a tough spot in life. To know that you have the ability to boost someone in an emotional way that day, yeah, it's incredibly rewarding. And our drivers leave these nonprofit organizations knowing that they have contributed to the world in a really, really valuable way.
There's no question. Could you get into the mechanics of this a little bit? How does this work? You're out of Manhattan. Is this something that's just local, or are you taking this, you know, across the country, or how are you recruiting for this?
It's something that my business partner Laura and I started last year, and our first wedding that we were able to put this together for happened in Washington, D.C., and a couple agreed to donate their flowers, and we coordinated the whole thing remotely. And so we're able to do this from anywhere. It's just through a matching service, basically. We're waste removal specialists and matchmakers, and we found a partner organization. We coordinated the pickup and the delivery, and the flowers from this one bride's wedding in Washington, D.C., ended up going to a partner organization called SUM, So Others Might Eat, in D.C., and the feedback we got was just so incredible. It was such a valuable service that we were able to provide. We were able, from that one instance, to launch the whole business. So now we have done weddings and corporate events from New York to Florida to L.A. to Austin to D.C. to Chicago. So it's been a pretty exciting year for us.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay, let's go. What if we have a bride or an event planner listening to the podcast? What do they need to do to partner with you?
We hope that this mission speaks to them on many levels, and that it's something that they want to do. So they sign up with us through the website, and they pay a service fee for all the coordination that we do. Because obviously, on a bride's wedding night, her dream is coming true. Her partner, whether it's a daytime wedding, a nighttime wedding, 6 months from now, 6 days from now, we figure out all of the logistics and handle everything so they're focused on enjoying their special day. And we handle all the pickup, the delivery, the destination, and then we send them a picture so they know exactly where their flowers went and how they looked. And then we also make sure that where it's applicable, they can get a tax donation receipt because they are donating something to a nonprofit mm-hmm. organization, whether that's a Ronald McDonald House or a hospice care facility. It's when it's applicable, that is an added bonus to the whole process.
Mm. Wonderful. What kind of reaction are you getting from the brides?
Oh, my gosh. If you think about it, they have dreamt about this and put a lot of time and effort into working with their florists mm-hmm. and their event planners or their hotel coordinators and put a lot of thought and effort into picking the perfect floral arrangements. So they don't want to see those beautiful, beautiful roses, hydrangea, orchids, whatever the type of flower is, end up in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that it's gone on and extended the life. And if you think about it, we like to look at it as it's a bride and groom, partners, it's their first act as a married couple. It's this charitable mm-hmm. act of giving and kindness that is taking place on the day that they have united, created this union and this partnership. That's their first charitable act that they're doing. They are paying it forward with flowers. They are giving, they're making a difference in the community. And it's just, it's such a heartwarming feeling to be able to provide that opportunity for somebody on their special day.
Wow. That's just incredible. When you think about that, too, from a sustainability perspective and an environmental perspective, you know, all that waste isn't going into a landfill immediately. It's going somewhere else. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. And that's where I think florists will really understand how they become our partners in this. And we do have an affiliate program for florists to work with us on this. When they recommend brides and events to us, we like to work with them so that they know that their resources are getting not only shared with others, but then we come back and we collect all the organic waste and compost it so that it really is a zero-waste service. So the glass, the plastic, it gets recycled, the flowers go to composting, and that's becoming more and more common across the country. It's not available in every single city and state, so we do have to work with people on that. But where it is a possibility, we want to make sure that, yes, instead of things getting dumped in a landfill and creating harmful methane gas, let's compost it, put it back into the soil, and add something nutritious to growing more fruits and vegetables, produce, flowers, roses, whatever we can do to just keep that sustainability alive.
Wow. That's just incredible. You know, we were talking before the show, you know, why didn't we think about this before? it just seems so obvious, you know, but like many of the simple things in life.
If you think about it, especially in the wedding industry, it's a one-time event, hopefully. For some of us, it's a two-time event or a three-time event, but
yeah.
That's probably the first time you have planned one really big, splashy party. So it's not something that you think of right away, but because I was doing this weekend after weekend after weekend, I could no longer give these gorgeous arrangements to my assistants, my interns, my neighbors. Mm-hmm. I thought there's got to be something I can do about this. And then looking at the whole chain, being able to add the compost recovery component to it, it's not something that anybody else does. So the fact that we can now coordinate this and provide the service on a national basis makes it really, really, really unique. And we hope that people will really appreciate the sensibility of it and just start to think that way for everything they do with flowers. It does sound really simple, but it's not something that we've all embraced yet. So we're trying to change the social mindset, too, while we're at it.
One of the things that I thought of as a mother that has married off two children with beautiful, beautiful flowers, when you said that you come in and take care of things, I mean, you know, I was exhausted by then, and most people are. The bride's exhausted. The mother of the bride's exhausted. The mother-in-law is exhausted. But having your team come in and take it from there is like the perfect, you know, it's like, oh, please. You know, people have probably thought of it but didn't have the energy to do it. you know?
Yes.
So and, what a service from both ends that you're, you know, people do want to give. We feel so much better about everything when we can share it with someone, but you just exhaust at that point.
And I'm glad you actually recognize that, because a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, we'll just drop them off at the nursing home the next day. But it's actually, they're not a dumping zone. It's a relationship that we've fostered with mm-hmm. all of these various nonprofit organizations, and it's a service. It takes time and effort and hours of work to actually make it happen. So we feel like we're providing something to a wedding party, a bride and groom, partners, mother of the bride, something that they don't have to deal with. And yet mm-hmm. they know that they are the ones that are creating this joy and emotional experience for others in the world. It's just, it's a feel good, but let us take it off. Let us take the waste off your hands.
Yes. I'm sure you're compiling a list of stories that you're hearing from the nursing homes, but could you share a few of those with us? You know, what are you hearing back from the recipients of these flowers?
A really quick example. Every once in a while, my business partner, Laura, and I, we jump in and we do this ourselves. Just, I've got to tell you, it's a very, it's a business, but it's a very emotionally rewarding experience. So last weekend I did a wedding. It was a gorgeous Park Avenue wedding here in New York City, and I did the delivery and collection and everything myself. And I was able to deliver the flowers to a Ronald McDonald House here in New York City. And the director of operations gave me a tour of the facility, and I got to meet one of the parents, one of the parent residents who was there. Her child was scheduled for surgery in a New York City hospital. And when she learned of Repeat Roses and what our mission is and knew that the flowers were coming from somebody else's wedding, literally, that took place hours ago, there was a tear in the eye, and just, she said, I can't tell you, just, it's just nice, it's a distraction, it's something beautiful to look at, and it just brings me so much peace in my heart when I'm here trying to deal with one of the hardest things of my life, and my heart just went out to her, and I thought, thank goodness for the kindness of this bride and groom for having mm-hmm. the ability to do that. It makes everything worthwhile, and you realize, you know, life is good when you're able to make that much of a small impact in somebody's world for one day when they're going through something really, really challenging.
You know, you say small, but if you've ever had to set vigil over someone's bedside, I mean, this is just huge. It is not at all small. Just to know that someone cares, that someone's deliberately reaching out to you in this way, and to know that you're part of a bigger network of people that are being touched, you know, you just don't feel so isolated. I could just go on and on. I cannot wait to tell all my florist friends what you are doing. I mean, would be a dream job. And just so rewarding, but I'm sure you're working very, very hard to make this happen. This is not.
Thank
coming.
You. Well, we are. We've had so many florists get in touch with us and say, "I have so many summer weddings coming up that I want to put you in touch with the bride and groom." We're grateful for the chain in the industry of people who understand what mm-hmm. we're trying to do from a kindness perspective and a sustainability perspective, and also how can we better serve our customers and our clients and our friends and our neighbors. And I think we can all agree audience-wide, how beautiful are these flowers? The more people that get to enjoy beautiful roses and arrangements, and it's worth all of the work that Laura and I put into it to get and our team of drivers who mm-hmm. do all the legwork for us to get. It's incredibly rewarding. So we're very, very grateful.
Well, we're extremely proud of you, and we Aww. Applaud you. This is just a wonderful thing. Now, on a lighter note, I have a question, florist to florist. What trends are you seeing? What flowers are you seeing the most right now when big weddings and big events are being thrown?
Oh my goodness. We have seen so many monochromatic arrangements in the past couple of months because we've been doing winter weddings. So we've been seeing just blush, peach, white, pink, but the monochromatic hues have been so stunning. I cannot get over it. And it makes me really excited to see what people are doing for spring and summer. So instead of working in advance, we actually get to see all the creative florists work day of. So I can't wait for the summer.
I bet you're going to be on the front line of seeing all these beautiful things.
Well, and that's where social media comes in so beautifully, because we get to capture as much of it as we can and share it with our audience. And what I really have been able to appreciate in the past year is that our brides and grooms and partners and mother of the brides, everyone has continued to follow us, and they get to share in the journey. So there's, whether they're married or and have moved on from the experience, they're still loving it so much. They get to see how it unfolds for the next couple. So it really is this nice little pay it forward experience, and they get to see somebody else's flowers a year later, which is really kind of cool.
Oh, it is. And I would suggest to our listeners to go to Facebook and look up Repeat Roses and just follow along. The flowers there are beautiful. You're going to get to see some of the people. You're going to get to see the flowers and just hear the story. So tune in on Facebook. Well, our time is coming to a close, but we do applaud you for your innovation and for your hard work. My hat, as a former florist, is definitely off to you.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun chatting with you guys tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, keep in touch.
Absolutely. Take care.
Now, I want to encourage all of our listeners to go to repeatroses.com. Check out this pay it forward concept with flowers. I also want to challenge every wedding planner, every florist within the sound of my voice tonight to jump out there and check this out. I know from experience, you know, Teresa, I think I've shared on the show before, you know, I take roses to work, and I gave a rose to a lady one time, and she just started to cry. And when I asked her about it, she said, "I'm 50 years old and no one's ever given me a rose before." And, you know, it just solidified to me back then the great joy that comes with sharing the bounty of flowers. And so repeatroses.com. Don't miss it. We're at the end of our show. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com, or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.